since February, the Czech Republic has seen unusually low precipitation levels, which combined with last winter's lack of snow cover has led to low water capacity in the soil. The result is the possibility of serious drought hitting parts of the country. With the forecast for the coming weeks predicting little rain, the situation isn't likely to get better anytime soon. Earlier, I spoke with Radim Tolaš, deputy director of the Czech Hydro Meteorological Institute, and asked him how he saw the situation.
Simply say the situation is very, very critical. It is because of lack of precipitation in the area of Czech Republic since January this year. And in fact, the available water capacity in soil nowadays is below 50% in whole area of Czech Republic. But below 50% is not so critical. In fact, the South Moravia and, for example, the lowland of Bohemia, I mean the Elbe River Basin near Hradec Králové, Pardubice, Ústí nad Labem and so on, is even below 20% of available water capacity in soil. And that is a problem for agriculture in Czech Republic now, and not only for agriculture, but of course for fire in trees and so on and so on. In fact, the Czech Hydrometeorological Institute produced on Saturday the special warning about fire probability in Czech Republic. In fact, the situation is very critical now. We don't expect many precipitation this week and the weeks after, and the situation will be worse. In fact, the situation now is similar to the years 2000 and 2003 when the very dry season was in the Czech Republic.
You mentioned the earlier drought there in 2003. Do you have an idea of the kind of damages that could be suffered by farmers and people in the agriculture industry based on the drought that came before?
I think that it's not time for speaking about damages because we don't know how will be the situation in May and June. And in Czech Republic, especially June, is the month with the heavy precipitation. And we don't know anything now if June will be more precipitation or not.
In recent years, it seems that we've seen more and more extreme conditions or varying conditions. One year, the country is hit by floods in the spring, followed by dry spells. Do Czechs, in general, as other Central Europeans, have to get used to more extreme weather in the future?
I think that is true. And that is a reason why we speak very often as a climatologist about climatic change. In the Czech Republic, especially in the central part of Europe, we can speak about extremes. It's not important if the average mean temperature will be 2 or 6 degrees above some normal. The most important is the extremes.
Radim Tolaš of the Czech Hydrometeorological Institute speaking about the threat of drought in some areas of the Czech Republic. And if you're interested, please look up details at the Institute's website where you can find out about areas potentially threatened by both forest fires or areas that are suffering low moisture levels. The website to visit is www.chmi.cz. There you'll find information in both English and Czech.